listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. As we approach the end of Black History Month, Love Month, and American Heart Month, we want you to remember to commemorate and celebrate the history of African Americans and Black people. Love all year long, not just this month, and take care of your heart each and every day. Deanne and I are going to continue this year being intentional with helping you to be intentional in every facet of your life. But first, here's Mary Mary featuring Kiara Sherrod Kelly with God in Me, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
You're listening to the sound.
I just wanna tell the truth, man. I just wanna tell the truth, man. I just wanna tell the truth, man. I just wanna tell the truth, man.
This is Dr. Kristen Guillory, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Yeah. Well, I'm not thinking. One minute I'd be riding on a wave, and then the next I feel like I'm sinking. Is it really how I move, what I say? How can it be? This is the way I'm thinking. I love how it feels, it's breaking my heart. And the more I try to get closer, I feel like I'm the reason we're apart. What can I do? So like I had a fight. We always see eagles going sunlight. Sure, but do we see them in the dark of the night? There's light on the road, it comes and it goes. The more I try to get closer, I feel like I can see which way to go. It's what I do.
That was Sip Life with What Am I Thinking? And you're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tuned in. We Talk Radio is celebrating over 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows. Intentionally You is the theme for January and February. Deanne and I want to help you to become healthily deliberate in every area of your lives. We hope that you will be richly empowered to do what you have been commissioned to do in life with purpose on purpose. Here's Never Leave Me by Andrea Williams, and Worth Living For by Kim Washington, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Truly felt all alone. Certain situations can be too difficult.
This is Don Washington, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Emily Blue, host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited because we have a fabulous guest who is blazing a powerful trail in the Christian gospel music industry. Joy Seekers, let's welcome back Kim Washington to the Brand New Day family.
Hello. Good to be here. It's good to be here.
Awesome. So we know, like we said before, you are a returning member of the Brand New Day families, but we want to have you to reintroduce yourself to our listening audience and tell them a little bit about what you do, because I'm sure that we are going to have some awesome listeners who have not necessarily heard of you.
Yes, well, my name is Washington. I am a Dallas native, Texas girl. I am a graduate of the Booker T. Washington High School for the Vision and Performing, Performing and Visual Arts. And I own a business. I am a daycare owner, provider, and I just happen to be a recording artist. And sometimes I wonder, well, how do these two meet? But they're all ministry. They do meet because they're all ministry. It's all ministry. I'm glad to be here, though. I'm just taking it all in. I'm really excited about what God is doing. I am. And that's pretty much who I am. I'm who God created me to be. And I believe I am a vessel for this time.
Definitely. Definitely. So mm-hmm. When the pandemic hit, all of us had to do a hard reset, pivot, and shift in some kind of way. So what are some things that changed for you personally and professionally?
Well, and I'm just going to be transparent here. At that point in time, I started dealing with, not because of the pandemic, it started happening right before the pandemic, but when it happened, when the pandemic took place, it got worse. I started having panic attacks.
Ooh.
Never had a panic attack in my life. And when the first one happened, I felt like I knew something wasn't right. And I felt like I was having, basically, I didn't know. I was like, Don, I called my husband. I was like, hey, Don, I don't know, this doesn't feel right. And thought I was having a heart attack. Actually, I don't know what that feels like, but the doctor was like, no, everything on you is textbook. You think you could be having a panic attack? And that's when the whole thing started for me. But I got to the point where I had to, like you said, I had to make some adjustments with just keeping myself, trying to keep myself as stress-free as possible. And it's hard when you're married and you have kids and you deal with kids and you're dealing with your ministry and everything about every aspect of my life. It was just, you know, I had to do things to keep myself relaxed and just self-care.
Yeah. How do you relax? Is your daycare in your home?
Our daycare is located. It's a licensed home child care. Yes.
Ooh, we are.
Thank God for levels. It's two-story. So on the bottom level, yes, we do licensed child care at the bottom level. Thank God we have caregivers that come in and work as well. So I'm not home with it all day long. But what I do I've learned how to do breathing, just deep breathing, and certain types of breathing, and that helps. And I also learned that in lieu of taking the conventional medicines, just using the all natural medicines. Of course, I'm not endorsing that for anybody else, but I will say that they worked for me. The all natural approaches. So just making sure that I'm eating right. I am vegan, so that did help. You know, I've been vegan for like 5 years now. So the fact that I had already made some changes made everything just flow a little bit better for me. So, but those were the things that I did. And of course, the adjustments that I made, of course, we made adjustments to make everyone safe, to make everyone safe around us, like our kids. I have a son that's severe asthmatic. We had to make some adjustments, you know, so that we can make sure that he's safe, you know, until the vaccine came along. And so, again, I'm not advocating anything. It's just, we just had to make some adjustments to make sure that we were all safe as possible, you know. So it's been, we're still here. We've been doing something right. And of course, you know, faith in God and putting our trust in him. So that those have been, he teaches us how to take care of ourselves. He does. I really believe that. I've seen times when I could just be like, oh, and God would say, go get a bottle of water and calm down. Okay. Thank you, God. Thank you for reminding me that I need to chill out. So, most definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So listen, Brand New Day. Kim just didn't say one thing. So I'm going to remind everybody, if you watched live from a studio audience, the very first one that Norman Lear and Jimmy, I can't think of his name right now, from ABC did that year of All in the Family and the Jeffersons. Kim Washington is also an Emmy Award winner. So tell us about your experience with working with Jennifer Hudson on Live from Studio Audience. Tell us about that.
It was just amazing. The whole experience was amazing. It was surreal, and it happened all of a sudden. It came from out of nowhere. I was not expecting it. It was not something that was planned. Hey, you're going to be a part of this. Nobody knew anything until we knew. The crazy part is, I thank God that it happened. And when we were clued in on what was going on, I was just like, oh my God. And even then they had us sworn to secrecy because of, they just wanted a wow factor. And that's what took place. Everything wowed us and it wowed them the same. I don't think they realized that it was going to go over like it did and have the viewership that it had. But I thank God that some amazing doors have opened because of that. You know, after we did that, we were able to do the Pulitzer Prize Awards to honor Aretha Franklin. And it was just amazing the whole time. It was an experience that I will never, ever forget. And it was just crazy. And then we ended up winning the Emmy later on that year for that production. I just thank God I was on the first round. Yes. I thank God first round. So,
yeah. I personally enjoyed the first one the best.
What? This has to be a bit of prejudice. So, yeah, and Jennifer was great. She was great. You know, George Huff was, you know, he was the door opener to the whole experience. And I have to give that credit to him for opening that door. Of course, all glory and praise goes to God. But I thank God for allowing him to see, you know, me for that position, for that opening, because he could have chosen anyone. And he was like, no, this is Kim. That's what he talked to me. No, this is Kim. So I'm just grateful to God that he chose me to do that, because it's an experience that I will never, ever forget. Never, ever. And it was Jimmy Kimmel.
I was gonna say, is it Jimmy Kimmel? Jimmy Kimmel.
We got the chance to meet a lot of amazing people on that project. I mean, but the one person that I met that really bowled me over, and I don't know, people may say, you're strange. But when I met Willie Nelson, I was just like, ah!
I'm here for it.
I understand. Hey, that's who we grew up with, so that's who we know. Yeah, we really know. Like, you know. Everybody else is kind of new on the scene for us, but
yeah.
that's our generation's, singer. Singer. So your new single, I See It, was released on Friday, February 25th.
Yes.
Tell us what inspired this song, because y'all, it's a really great song. So tell us what inspired you to do this song.
Well, my husband came to me at the latter part of November, close to Thanksgiving. It may have been Thanksgiving week. He was like, hey, I got a little ditty. You need to hear this. And he started playing it and he was, you know, singing it. And I'm like, you know, when I hear my husband singing, I'm like, but then I was like, man, that sounds great. You know, because He is the most amazing player that I've met. And I'm not saying it because he's my husband. I'm saying that because I'm a musician. And when I first heard him play, I was like, this guy is really great. And so for him to sing, he doesn't sing. So when he sung it, I was like, wow, that's amazing. So we immediately started, it was a song idea at the time, but we started working on it and putting bells and whistles to it. And it just came together. And I just really believe, I told him, I said, I believe that God inspired you. He gave you those words, because I really feel like the song, personally, the song is prophetic. And because I've seen like parallels with people's lives that are around me. For instance, I have a relative that's now dealing with cancer, and she's taking treatments, and she's really close to me. I'm really close to her. She's been in my life since before I was born. So, you know, it just is like gut-wrenching right now. It's really a tedious walk right through here when we talk about her, you know, within the family, because we want her to get better. But I got to thinking, I said, man, this song was not written with her in mind. It wasn't written with her in mind, but it was written for her, because she is God-fearing. She's believing God for something, and she's holding on to her faith, and I see her holding on to her faith. I spoke with her on Sunday, and it all ties in with your question. I spoke with her on Sunday, and I told her, I said, you really need to hear this song when it's released. And I told her, I said, hey, I'm going to make sure, because she's not phone savvy like that. So, and I'm going to make sure you get to hear it. Well, she ended up having to go take treatments out of town, and she got stuck because of the weather. Well, that particular day, she received some less favorable news. And when one of her daughters heard the news, she just nosedived. She just, it was just like, no, I just can't hear this right now. So, and when I first heard, you know, the news that, hey, we saw something, it was hiding, whatever, but we found it, we see it, it was hiding. And I thought immediately, now I'm the type, I will see the glass half full. I'm like, well, thank God they found it, they saw it, but I didn't know that she was going to go through that experience on Sunday when I talked to her. I was like, she was going to receive some news, but this is the woman you guys have listened to the song, but in the I believe it's the bridge portion of the song, it says the woman with the issue could see it. Well, I feel like she's the woman in my life. She's the woman with the issue, and she can see it because she's continuing to believe God and hold on and have faith that our God is a healer, that he's going to bring her out of this. And we're holding on to that faith. And that's why I feel like the song is prophetic. I feel like that is God inspired, you know, because there's somebody out there that these words, these lyrics, they're going to hit them right in the chest, and they're going to grab hold of their faith. They're not going to let go because of it. They have to receive it. And what it is the promise. It's the healing. It's whatever you believe in God for. So I believe the song, I know the song was God inspired. And I'm sorry. It seems like I'm just going on.
No. We both can relate to that. So.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Some crazy times. Uncertainties are everywhere. If we keep the faith and believe, we will receive, but we've got to see it.
I can see my victory. Your favor's all over me. You've made a way indeed. I trust you. I believe. I can see my victory. Your favor's all over me. I believe, gotta have it.
That was Kim Washington with her brand new single, I See It. And you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. We are continuing our conversation with Emmy Award-winning singer, songwriter, composer, and psalmist Kim Washington.
So here at Brand New Day, we believe in supporting and encouraging our listening audience to do the same. So where can we purchase your new single? Where can we purchase? We want to support you. We want to go out and buy the album, buy the single right now. And so where can they purchase your single?
It can be purchased on all of the musical outlets. Now, let me just say this. If you go to Kim Washington Official, kimwashingtonofficial.com, you will find all of the links that will take you everywhere that you want to go. If you want to go into the regular Facebook, social sites like Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, the links are all there. But if you're wanting to purchase, we have links out there for all of the major platforms. I know a lot of people use Apple, Amazon. I'm looking at them. Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Pandora. It's on all of the platforms, all of the musical platforms. So there isn't one out there that is not on. If it's weird, it's on there.
Awesome.
It was on there. it's on all of them. And like I said, if you go to kimwashingtonofficial.com, you will find all of the links to the music, the social media, and we even have merchandise on that website. T-shirts and things, coffee mugs and things like that. But yeah, just there and just browse around and find out about me.
Y'all do that. Go visit our site, kimwashington.com. Yeah.
kimwashingtonofficial.com, please.
kimwashingtonofficial.com, yes. Yeah. Go experience Kim Washington at kimwashingtonofficial.com.
Thank you. Okay, so my question to you is, what do you do when preparing to write a song and or minister to a live audience?
Of course, prayer and fasting, of course, but just mainly getting into God's word. And really asking him when I'm in prayer, really asking him what his people need. Because I never want to go before God's people without understanding the assignment. And sometimes we just don't know, but God knows. You know what I'm saying? God knows the assignment, and he will help us. He will help direct us in the way that we are to be for his, whatever we are to be for his people. And I just believe fasting and prayer and reading, making sure that we understand the word, the songs that we're singing, that they are word driven. You know, I am a stickler for when you study your songs and you're learning your songs, that we find out what the scripture basis is as well, because it helps us to minister the song with conviction. It helps us to minister the song to people so that they're able to understand and make it relatable, you know? And so it's just, that's a part of the preparation, of course. You know, just again, taking care of yourself and making sure that physically, mentally, and physically, spiritually, of course, but physically, that you are in your best possible, in the best possible shape for that assignment. Because one thing about me, I've always told God, I don't ever want to go before his people and sing trash, whatever's going on within me. I don't want to sing trash out over his people. I want to be consecrated and set apart. And it's not a thing of being deep. It's a thing of, I just feel like I'm, thank you God for using me for being, to be a vessel. I want to be a worthy vessel and a clean vessel so that God's people are healed and set free and delivered. That's a part of the preparation, is to just make sure you're consecrated, not only just consecrated spiritually, but mentally and physically, mm-hmm. you know, take care of yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes. Yes. So Deanne and I have, this last couple of months, our theme has been intentional living.
And yes.
We believe being intentional in every area of your life is really, really important. And so we want you to share with our listening audience, what are you doing to live your life intentionally?
You know, just, and I just said that to my son, we have to be deliberate in our approach. I just said that earlier. That we, you know, we had our conversation going, and it was about his little personal finances. I said, well, let's restructure what you're doing. Let's be more deliberate in our planning of how we spend, how you spend your money, you know? And so you're right. Being deliberate, being intentional, you know, just like I said before, you have to, I don't think people understand. You can't just happenstance through life. You know how people just wandering aimlessly through life. You just cannot do it. Not if you want to be, successful. And in order to do that, I feel like, again, you have to be in God's word. You have to be in God's face and really seek God to know direction. You know, there's a scripture that when we acknowledge him in all our ways, he will direct our paths. And when you're acknowledging him in all your ways, you're being deliberate, you're being intentional. I deliberately choose to ask you, God, what would you have me to do today? How would you have me to live my life today? How it's almost a no-brainer, but everybody doesn't grasp that concept. And that's a part of being intentional, is God, I intentionally choose you. You are my Father, and I intentionally choose your direction for my life today. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely.
So that's me. It's like, God, how? It's just acknowledging him. How, what, in what way would you have me to go? Lead me in the way that I should go so that I won't bumble around and falter. And even if I do, I can get up.
Right.
I can hit and get up and be like, God, help me, because that was not the way. I tripped. My feet slipped a little bit. I had some bad footage right there. I don't know if that's the correct way to say it. But the Bible says my footing almost slipped. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes we can go in our own way and we just go off the mark. But because we live an intentional life, we have to ask God for direction.
Yeah.
So that we can live a more intentional life. So that's really how I try to do every day, to acknowledge him so that he can direct my path.
Yeah.
So that's just Kim's approach. That's Kim's approach. It's just, you know, asking God what he would have me to do, say, what he would have me to say to someone today, how he would have me to witness to someone, to save a life, to throw a lifeline out there, or even to just be a listening ear to someone who's hurting and they just need to talk, you know?
Definitely. Yeah. I was actually talking to my son. He's still kind of young, but I was telling him, I said, you know, son, he's really not into caring about what people have to say about him. But I'm like, just don't get a social media page, okay? Whatever you do. But he's not into like really caring about like what people say and this and that. And I was, but it's funny because he'll read about celebrities or athletes that he likes or teams that he likes, and he'll see all these comments that people make, and he gets caught up, and he's like, but so-and-so said they don't like the so-and-sos, and he gets caught up in that. And so I told him, I said, you know what, I said, when you get to a point where God has called you to be where you're going to be in life, ignore what people have to say.
Yes.
Intentionally choose God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I said, so don't worry about what people have to say, because they're going to always have something to say. Right. Always. But right. God has the final say. So wow. As long as you wake up in the morning and you know, I say, even if it gets to a point, let's say you a millionaire or whatever, and you are a billionaire, and you have an opportunity to do something, and people think you should do something for people that you hadn't even thought, that God hadn't told you to do, then you seek God and you say, God, what do you want me to do? And you don't have to acknowledge anybody about right. what God has told you to do.
That's right. That's right. How old is he?
He's 12. He's 12.
Yeah, Von is that same way.
Yeah.
He'll actually be 15 on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yep. He turned 12 a couple weeks ago. But yeah, I mean, he doesn't care what they really say about him. But if you say something about one of his favorite players, oh, well, so and so's online talking about him. I'm like, really? You don't even know him. And they don't care what they're saying either, because trust me, they're going on about their way with their money. It really doesn't matter. So, you know, but you know, you got to teach them early.
Right. Exactly. I'm just relieved that it's the age.
yeah, exactly. And I'm glad that they don't care that anybody's talking about them, like, you know, personally, that they're not taking anything personal. I mean, I don't know what to think about caring about somebody else more than if somebody talk about you, but that they don't get so wrapped up in what people say about them. But maybe that is because they don't have, I mean, I don't know. Does he have a social media page?
No.
Maybe that has something to do with it.
he does go on YouTube a lot. And I told him, I of course, we were like, hey, IG is too much. And of course, his interest was not Facebook or Twitter. It was IG at first. And we were like, no. But then he started watching sports YouTube videos.
Same. And
like, no, we should have put you on YouTube Kids. At least it would have, you know, treacherous. I was like, no, you don't get caught up in that.
don't worry about what people say. Look, yeah. At the end of the day, you just worry about what God tell you to do, and don't focus on him.
Amen.
Yes. So what do you want your personal legacy to be?
Wow. You know, and that is a word that really came alive. I lost my grandfather last year, and in fact, it was a year ago today that we buried him. And I thought about his legacy after he died. My dad, my granddad, he was like a dad, but he had such a rich legacy of how he took care of his business, you know? And we could really see it after he died. We were like, oh my God, he was so amazing. He was 92 years old. He was just so amazing. And so I really started, Don and I started having those kinds of talks of how do you want to be remembered, especially as a musician. Mm-hmm. When you look back, when people look back and they talk about me, I just want them to remember that I was a person that cared about other people, that I cared about how they felt. And when I say that, I do not like to see people hurting. And I think it came from childhood, you know? Because because there were things that went on in my childhood that made me so sensitive to the needs of others around me. It's like, I just had to protect them. I have to protect people. And if I see an injustice, I know you're not going to do that, and I'm not going to allow you to do that. That's just me. And that's probably why my career with children have been so long. I mean, it's been 18 years that we've owned a daycare. And so I just feel like I'm their protector. And then maybe bigger than the music, it may be that I wanted to protect the lives of innocent kids. I just wanted to be there for them and make sure that they have everything that they need so that they can be successful. And that may be one of the things that they talk about the most. Of course, I'm hoping that, you know, that it's my music as well, you know, that we left a rich legacy of great music. I'm praying that it's that, but on top of everything, I want people to know that I care and that I was genuine and I cared about people. That's what I really want people to know and hold on, you know, to just hold on to when they think of me, you know. And she loves people. She loves people. And I know a lot of times, and I'm being transparent, a lot of times because I have one of those faces, you know, they have a name for it in the world. And it makes people not want to approach me because, like, well, she looks mean. And I'm just like, no, not mean. I don't know. I don't know that I'm looking that way. Most times they call it a resting face. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I'm not like that. I care about people so much, and I care about everyone having what they're supposed to have in order to be the best that they can be. Mm-hmm. I believe that's my legacy. I want people to thrive. I don't want them to just survive. I want them to thrive and be the best at what they're doing. And anything that I can do to help you, let's get in there. Let's push, really push each other and not pick each other apart. I'm a team player. I want everyone around me to be successful. I want us to walk out what God created us to be. He created us to subdue and to live and to thrive and to, he just did. And sometimes we get in our own way. Yeah, we step on our own feet.
We do. All the time. Yes. But let me encourage you. You know, you said a mouthful before the show. I actually was talking about that with my husband. I was like, you know, people pride themselves in their kids knowing music and things that worldly things, you know, and or secular songs and secular artists and this and that. I said, but how many, we were actually listening to I Know I've Been Changed, because he asked Google to play I Know I've Been Changed by LaShawn Pace. I said, these kids, they know this and that, you know, some of these kids, but do they know this? Do they know these songs that's gonna save their soul, you know, help save their souls? So let me encourage you that, you know, you said that you have your daycare and you're close to the kids and you believe you're their protector. Your songs, your music protects them. It protects their soul. It protects their well-being. It protects who they are in God. Yes. And so get out there, sing your songs, let the people know that this is an inspiration. These are inspirational songs. This is God's music. The fact that you come from his word to present it to them, this is from God. And so we got to do a tick-tock challenge with the kids dancing to it or whatever.
Yes.
So here it is. They need to see it, because
the
world is just gonna get worse. I mean, like, we already know we got a lot of stuff going on. We got wars and rumors of wars and things like that. Kids doing all kind of stuff. A cartoon that I dearly love from back in the day, my daughter was watching it yesterday. I was like, oh no, you ain't gonna be able to watch that. I mean, things are changing and our kids are being exposed to so much, but yes, let them see it. So we gonna hype this one up. We gonna figure out how we can get this like to be some kind of challenge and get it going, because they need to hear this. They don't need to be subjected to what the world has to offer. They need to hold on to this Holy Spirit up in here.
Amen. Yes. That's their survival. That's their only survival.
It is. I mean, it's some perilous times, and you know, I'm frightened, but I'm not frightened because, you know, I'm a believer. But I mean, when you think about it, like,
it's scary, right? In the natural.
Yeah,
scary.
It is in the natural.
It makes based upon where we're from, it makes you go, oh my. Yeah.
I'm literally every day having to think about, okay, but then there's revelation. Okay. Every day it's like, within their job, like, because my pastor's actually speaking on it now. So every day I'm like, okay, all this is happening, but then there's revelation. Okay. All right.
That is right.
Which takes you to Matthew at the beginning. So we're at the beginning of sorrows. Okay, Lord. So this is the beginning.
Oh, Lord.
Man. Jesus. Ooh, goodness sake. But yeah, let them see it. We're gonna have to it's gonna have to be some praise parties through these social media channels. I mean, because I'm telling you, I see these kids, and if you to protect the kids, let's go and protect them all the way. Let's go and get their souls right, get this music in them, get this word in them.
Amen.
Yeah. So what additional special events and projects do each of you have on the horizon, you and your husband, that you're able to share with the Brand New Day listening audience?
We are currently, and it's funny how you said it about the kids doing the TikToks. We are currently working on a song that our kids, what we're going to do, we're going to have our kids, our daycare kids, record it. And and you know, ideas with that, with area daycares. And so we're going to present it to YouTube and do a video and present it. And we're just going to move forward with it. And it's a song that's encouraging the kids, because, you know, they, like you said, it's not getting any better. And it's just something to help them relax, help them have fun and be kids. So. Yeah. That's the project that we're currently working on. You know, we just finished this on yesterday, getting the baby across the finish line. It's like, oh, here we go. We're back over here again.
Hey, the work is endless.
Yeah. Exactly. Right, so we look out for that.
Awesome. Well, we're anticipating the full LP at some point. We're anticipating it. We see it. We declare it. We decree it. The full Kim Washington album.
It's coming. It's on the way. It is on the way.
Absolutely. So, Kim, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Yes. We really, really appreciate it. Could you tell our listening audience where to follow you on social media? You already gave us the website, but give it to us again along with your social media.
You can follow me at Kim Washington Official on Facebook, Kim Washington Official on Instagram, and Kim Washington Official on Twitter. And to get to all of these places, the best thing to do is just go to KimWashingtonOfficial.com, and it will take you to all of that. Those social media
platforms. Absolutely. Well, Kim, we just love you so much. You are so awesome. Thank you for always being a joy.
Always. Yes.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it. I had fun.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Again, we would like to thank Kim Washington for joining us on this evening. Here's Kim Washington featuring James Fortune with I Will and Kirk Franklin with 1-2-3 Victory right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Woo! Yeah! I got the safest places to be in your will. Give us the strength to do what you called us to do. Oh God, we're available to you.
Each and every day, I will. this is Andrea Williams, and I am so excited to be on Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Hey, y'all, one, two, three, get up, we got victory. No weapon they throw at me, you know it won't prosper now.
Yeah, just got laid off.
I'm doing good.
House ain't even paid off.
I'm doing good.
Should be afraid, but
I'm feeling good.
All the time you say,
God is good.
We come on.
Down, down, down. Don't forget who's in control. Walls are falling down, down, down.
They call it down.
Get ready for the new Jericho. You're waiting on God. He's waiting on you.
So what you gonna do?
Hey, y'all, one, two, three. Get up, we got victory. No weapon may throw at me.
It won't.
You know it won't prosper now.
Ron, this is crazy.
Hey, y'all, one, two, three. Get up, we got victory. No weapon may throw at me. You know it won't prosper now. Storm's raging.
I'm doing good.
You see the world changing.
I'm doing good.
I know.
God is good.
God is good.
Come down, down, down. Ooh. Don't forget who's in control. Walls are falling down, down, down.
Get ready.
Get ready for the new Jericho. You're waiting on God.
You're waiting on God.
He's waiting on you.
He's waiting on you.
With all you've been through, now it's on you. So what you gonna do?
Come on.
Hey, yo, one, two, three. Get up, we got victory.
Yes, sir.
No weapon may throw at me. You know it won't prosper now.
Sing.
Hey, yo, one, two, three. Get up, we got victory. No weapon may throw at me. You know it won't prosper now.
Church.
The battle's not yours. It is the Lord.
You keep trying. Everybody.
Soon they will see. My name's Victory.
Yeah.
My name's Victory. Hey, yo, one, two, three.
We got scars, but we're still winning. Sing the anthem.
Hey, yo, one, two, three. Get up, we got victory. No weapon they throw at me.
It won't.
You know it won't prosper now.
One, two, three.
Hey, yo, one, two, three.
See them hands up.
No weapon
formed against
you.
Won't prosper. And all my people say,
I'm doing good.
You see, the reason why you're doing good,
I'm doing good,
is because what's ahead of you is greater than all the things that were behind you. And see, you gotta understand. You gotta understand that everything was already ordained before you got here for you to do good. See, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered across the man. God's masterful plan for his children. And that's who you are, baby girl. You God's child. My brother, that's who you are. You gotta understand that all things are working for you.
Good.
That's the Lord, man. See,
and you're listening to Brand New Day.
Done.
That was Kim Washington with Triumphant One, and you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, Joy Seekers, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at the We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us what you are doing to live your life intentionally. Also, check out the Brand New Day website at www.brandnewdayemily.com. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. God, thank you for this day. For this is the day that you have made, God, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for this hour. We thank you for this time, and we thank you for the season. We ask you, oh God, in Jesus' name, that to continue to cause us to be triumphant, Lord God. God, we see it, Lord God. We eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of men the things that you have prepared for those you love. And God, we decree and declare that we will walk in the places that you have purposed and planned for our lives. We will live our lives with intent. Order our steps on this week as we move in and out among the people, oh God. We thank you for your covering. We thank you for divine protection. And we thank you, Lord God, for transformation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We would like to leave you with a motivational quote from American lawyer and civil rights activist and Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, the late Thurgood Marshall. In recognizing the humanity of our fellow beings, we pay ourselves the highest tribute. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here's Anita Wilson with I've Seen Him Work.
Troubles of life seem to weigh you down. Well, I found a friend that I highly recommend. He will stick closer than a brother, and he'll love you like no other. Yeah, yeah.
What you see doesn't match what you believe. Hold on, wait and see.
trying to tell you, I seen him.